Today's date is 10/17. The time now is 4:15 in the afternoon. I'm here with Damian Alvarez at the East County Sheriff's Station. Damian, like I said, there was a few things that I need to ask you about. When you, on that night, when you arrived at the scene over on Avenida de los Flores, what were the lighting conditions at that time?
Oh, it was probably getting close to dusk.
Dusk. Was it still light out
there? Oh, yeah, there's still plenty of light out there.
It wasn't dark enough that you needed a flashlight?
Oh, no. Okay. Close.
When you heard the call of a man with a knife go out, did they give an address or a location?
Basically, from what I remember, if I remember correctly, it was Flores and Montgomery.
Flores and Montgomery?
That's what I heard.
Okay. They didn't give any other specific addresses or anything like that?
If they did, I don't remember.
But you remember Flores and Montgomery?
Right, I remember being Flores and Montgomery.
During the first interview that I did with you, you told me that you were looking down at the suspect, and that's when you saw him with the knife. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something about, like, you made the comment, "Here we go." What did you mean by that?
I just knew that this guy, here we go, is when we looked over it, and we were all telling him, "Drop the knife, drop the knife, drop the knife," and he didn't want to drop it. Like, oh my God, this guy's going to fight us all the way.
When he was telling the statements that he did make, guys just leave me alone, I've done nothing but good. When he was making those statements, what kind of tone of voice was he yelling at you guys? Did he sound angry, or did he just really calm say that? Or?
Yeah, he just kind of sounded calm.
Not excited or anything.
Yeah, not like, I mean, he wasn't screaming or anything like that. It was just kind of, from what I remember, just being kind of calm.
Yeah. When you guys were looking over him at the fence, and he was standing on the inside of the gate, you said that Sedgwick jumped over the fence.
Right.
Did you and the other deputies go through the gate, or did you guys also jump over?
I went around, and we went through the actual gate. Okay. Sedgwick and I.
Okay. Do you remember how many other deputies followed you? I think one of them was.
Cedric went over the fence, and Sabio was there, and I think one more was with us. I'm pretty sure one more was with us, but I can't remember.
You can't remember who it was.
Right.
When you guys made your way to the backyard, you kind of saw the suspect over in the middle of the yard there by the pool and the tree. You mentioned that you saw Baden and several other deputies. Where exactly were they?
We were standing on the side there by the patio, and then there was a suspect in between the tree and the pool, so they would be in the backyard between the house and the pool. And I don't know if they went in through the house or came around the side.
But when you saw them, they were inside the yard?
Yeah, they were inside the backyard, yeah.
Do you remember how many there were? How many deputies besides Baden? Or who the other deputies were?
Somebody was with Baden, but I'm not sure who that was. And then I know Sabio was there with me, and Sedgwick. I'm pretty sure somebody was with Baden. I don't know who that was.
When the suspect was in the backyard, were you able to see a little bit more closely about his as far as injuries on him?
The best view of injuries that I have from him was when I was standing at the gate when Cedric and I were standing at the gate, and we looked right down at him. We could see he had blood and an injury in his abdomen area.
Do you recall what kind of shirt he had on?
Just that I was of a lighter color.
Just a light colored shirt. Was it like a t-shirt or a polo shirt?
I think it was a t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Right. I couldn't give you the exact specifics on the shirt there.
Okay. When you saw Baden and the other deputies there, the other deputy, did they have their guns drawn?
Yeah, everybody had their guns drawn.
Were they pointed down at the suspect? You also said that when they came over, they began to engage him. What do you mean by engaging?
just that everybody had their guns trained on them. Hey, drop the knife, drop the knife.
Or, and I'm drop the
knife. Right.
And Vaden and the other officers that were in the backyard, they were in full uniform, patrol uniforms. Do you know who it was that yelled out OCOC?
No, I have no idea who that was.
Okay. But you did hear somebody yell that out, and then somebody say spray on the...
Right, and then that's when I pulled mine out and sprayed them.
Okay. When, after you sprayed them and the suspect went down the side there, you said you went back into, or you walked into the rear of the house.
Right.
To the slider, and you said you saw two civilians there.
Right. It was a man and a woman, and I have any idea who they were. To the day, I don't know who they were.
Okay. Did they say anything to you, or?
No, they didn't say anything to me. I remember, I think the male saying to the female, hey, just get down, because he put her down in a corner. And I know she got down, I don't remember if he got down. But that was when we were running in and out of the house.
What part of the house were they in?
That would be, you go through the front of the house, there's a little hallway with the kitchen, and then there's like a living room or family room there, and that's where they're standing. And it goes out to the back slider.
Oh, okay. So it's like a family room?
Yeah, family room.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if it was a TV or anything in there, but you know, I'd imagine that's what it was.
So basically, either she got down on the ground.
Right.
And did they stay there the entire time? Or?
While we were in the house, while Sabir and I were in the house, and the suspect was trying to come in, and I was holding the door with my foot and closed it, they were back in that room. I remember stepping back after I locked the door and seeing her down and him telling her to get down. But they didn't stay there because we were trying to get out the slider. We couldn't figure out how to do it, and he actually opened it up for us.
The male?
Right.
How old do you think they were, more or less?
Between 40 and 50.
40 and 50, okay. Did you see anybody else, any other people inside the house besides you, Sabio, and two?
No, it was just us four in the house that I saw.
Did they look like they were scared to you?
Oh, yeah. They're very scared.
Like scared, like they were shaking? Or?
Well, just the fact that, you know, there are cops running around the house with guns and a madman trying to, a guy trying to come in with a knife, you know. Yeah, they're very scared.
You mentioned that you could see the suspect outside the front door. How was it you were able to see him outside the front door?
I saw him through the glass. There's glass pane in the front door, and I knew that was him because I could hear everybody yelling at him. And then he actually opened the door. He didn't get all the way open because I was able to put my foot in there and stop him. But I knew that was him, you know.
How much do you think he opened the door?
If it was a little bit more, he could have squeezed it.
About 2 feet, maybe?
Well, probably about... maybe about a foot to 16 inches.
Okay.
But the thing of it is, I was able to get, I saw the door opening, and I knew that, hey, you know what, this guy's going to come in unless you stop. So that's when I put my foot up on the door there and held him. But he couldn't push the door anymore because I had the leverage against him.
Okay. You also mentioned that you made the comment that if you would have come in, there would have been problems.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of problems did you perceive?
We were going to have to engage that guy in a small room at extremely close range. The hallway was maybe 3 or 4 feet wide and not very long. And if he would have made it through the door, then I probably would have had to engage him like 1 to 2 feet. And he had a knife, and I knew that I was gonna get stabbed regardless, myself or Sabio. So we'd have to shoot, and then I'm thinking, my God, if we shoot, there's deputies outside. And I did not want that guy to come in. It was just a tactically bad position to be in. That's why I closed and locked the door.
Something else about the door I want to ask. After you had locked the door, did the suspect still try to open up the door? Did you hear him playing with the handle or the...
He was pushing on it. I don't think he was turning the handle, but he was pushing on it.
Trying to push
see
on
the
it.
Door move a little bit. Okay. It was a fairly sturdy door. Mm-hmm. If he kicked it hard enough, it would have come in, because the only locking mechanism was just the just a little twist lock on the bottom. I don't remember there being a deadbolt there. So at least that I locked, but he was pushing on it.
He was pushing on it with enough force to make it.
To make it
for
move.
You to see it,
that
it kind of moved. After you left that house and you went over to the one across the street there, 994, I think you told me that when you jumped over the fence, you saw the officers running in that direction.
Right.
Did you see the suspect at all running down toward the house? Or was it?
I can't remember.
Okay. So when you crossed the street, you saw the suspect already at the front there?
Yeah, when I crossed the street and I got a position, that's when I knew that he was there, because everybody's pointing their guns at him.
Okay.
And I saw that he was there in the little alcove in the front of the house.
Okay. At any time did you see him try to go back into his house?
I remember him trying for the door.
Trying
to go in. I'm pretty sure...
The screen door?
Whatever, I don't know if there's a screen door in front of the house, but the front area there's the front door of the house.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to go in there.
Did he actually turn all the way around, or did he kind of just reach back and try to open the door?
I'm not sure.
You don't remember? Okay. So you don't remember if he turned around at all, but do you remember seeing him facing the officers?
Oh, yeah.
And that's, did you see him with the knife?
I didn't see the movement that he made.
Prior to the shooting?
Right. But because that's when I was, like I said, I was coming around between Sabio and Sedgwick.
The time that you did see him, did you see him with the knife?
Oh, yeah, he had the knife with him at all times.
You don't know whether or not he actually opened the door?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't even know if there was a screen door there. I don't know if he pulled open the screen door and was trying to push on the other door. I don't know.
After he had been shot, you were the one that went up and took the knife, right? What position was he laying in when you went up to take the knife away?
I remember he's laying down in front of the door. I can't remember if he was face down or had his face off to one side or another. I know his...
But he was laying on his front side?
Yeah, it was on, definitely on his stomach.
Right. When you first came up to the suspect and was by the gate, did you think that, what did you think at that point? Did you think this guy was going to hurt somebody? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought he was going to hurt us, you know? And then it just, my first thing was like, what is this guy doing? Because he was running all over the place. I noticed that he'd been injured. And I assumed that he'd already been shot because the shots fired came out and he was bleeding. And this guy was still just cruising around like it was no deal. I mean, I was standing pretty close to him over the fence saying, hey, drop the gun, drop the knife. No dice. I'm not going to drop the knife. And like I said, I was thinking, oh man, this is not going to be good. And then when we go into the backyard and then into the house, and we see civilians in the house, and I say, God, this is going from bad to worse.
So, were you concerned about the civilians being in the house?
Oh, yeah. When I walked in, and I was surprised to see them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that's what, engaging that guy in that hallway would have been bad for everybody, for myself and Sabio and the people inside, because I didn't know if they were related, to what actually started the crime or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I said, they were pretty scared.
From that room where the civilians were, are you able to see like the front door or the kitchen
window? If you stand a certain parts of the room, you can. if I remember correctly, there's the kitchen area, and there's a wall, and then there's the room. If you stand, it would be like in the east or west corner of the room, you could see out the front door.
Let me ask you, the OC canister that you have, is that the same one that you had that night? Is there a number on it?
This side view right there, 252 Adam.
252 Adam.
I think that's an expiration zoom brand on it.
Fairly new?
Yeah, it's brand new.
Yeah, it feels like it's pretty cool. Sure. I think that'll do it. Time now is 16:30 hours.